It's not New York or Los Angeles. It's not New Orleans, San Francisco, or Miami either. The site of the country's first gay jazz festival later this month will be Philadelphia. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more.
In the 1930s, composer and arranger Billy Strayhorn arrived in New York from Pittsburgh, took the A train to Harlem, and became Duke Ellington's right-hand man. His hit, Take the A Train, was born of that trip. And, says Chris Bartlett, head of the William Way LGBT Community Center, Strayhorn's life story took shape.
He was an openly black gay man at a time when that took incredible courage. In his music, for example, Lush Life, he explores the life of a black gay man living in a city.
I used to visit all.
More than three quarters of a century later, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender musicians will come to Philadelphia to combine their talents at Outbeat, subtitled America's First Queer Jazz Festival. William Way is spearheading the music fest, and its director Bartlett says jazz is just the right artistic outlet.
The paradox is that jazz is a universal art. And so on the one hand, we want to celebrate it as the great American universal art, but it also has so many specific stories to tell about the LGBT community, African-American community, Latin community.
It's a perspective not yet fully explored.
When you look at the history of innovation, not only in jazz, but in many other art forms, there's a large LGBT participation because from a young age, we recognize that things weren't exactly the way they seemed. And recognizing that things are not exactly the way they seem is a great way to come at life as an artist.
Those voices will be heard throughout Philadelphia for 4 days this month, starting Thursday, September 18th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.